grace and peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to Compline, an evening liturgy for anxious souls. May the Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. Let us come to the Lord, who is full of compassion, and acknowledge our transgressions in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, in what we have done, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Holy Spirit, and raise us to new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that we have confessed our sins before God, hear the assuring word of the Lord from Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Our psalm reading tonight comes from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Hear now the word of the Lord from the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Amen.
It is Ash Wednesday's early morn. The old, the young, the newly born. Await the mark of Adam's dust. To seal their wills in Jesus' trust. You came from dust and dust would be. By goodness lived and evil tamed.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy. Let us pray. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, all for your love's sake, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior taught us, let us pray. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us by the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness, and peace.